fuel costs down. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Biden administration taking action, it says, will strengthen U.S. energy security.
It will sell the final 15 million barrels of 180 million out of the strategic petroleum reserves promised months ago to help stabilize crude markets. The president also plans to buy back oil to restock the reserves when prices reach a lower level, around $70 a barrel. In addition to its action, the White House will again urge oil companies to cut their prices. President Biden says right now the profits on gas sold are twice what it is normally and adds to consumer costs. He says gas prices have fallen, but not far enough.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. 3 weeks before the midterm elections and more debates tonight in Florida, Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings is hoping to unseat Republican Senator Marco Rubio, calling him a serial liar as Rubio went after her for supporting President Biden's economic agenda. Each accused the other of being an extremist on abortion. As a Fox News survey looks at the issues most Americans are concerned with ahead of the midterms,
89% are extremely or very concerned about inflation, 79% about higher crime rates, and 74% noting political divisions as a top concern. 8 in 10 parents say they are concerned about what's being taught in schools. 73% say book banning is a problem, followed by 70% who think it's parents not having enough of a say. But 88% say inflation is the top concern. 94% of Republicans also see inflation as the largest issue. 87% say it's school curriculum. Among Democrats, 85% of those polled are most concerned about climate change. 84% about abortion policy and inflation.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Department of Transportation says it will allow Delta, United Airlines, to temporarily delay resuming flights to Cuba. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A mother in Texas is accused of killing her own child.
She was an evil child and didn't want to deal with her anymore. That's what Melissa Town reportedly told investigators when she confessed to killing her 5-year-old daughter, Nicole. According to an affidavit, Town took the child to a wooded area near Houston on Sunday, where she slashed her throat and placed a trash bag over her head, strangling the girl for at least 30 minutes. Town's attorney says she has a history of mental illness. Neighbors say they called police several times to report her troubling behavior.
She would have arguments with my mailbox. At one point, she had a car that she was hitting with a baseball bat.
Town is charged with capital murder and remains jailed on a $15 million bond. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
New studies suggest that a creek in suburban St. Louis, long suspected of causing rare cancers and other health problems, has also caused contamination around and inside a grade school. Students are still attending the school in Florissant, Missouri, despite a private company's report that found radioactive material far above the expected level for the school that sits within Coldwater Creek's floodplain. An earlier report from the Army Corps of Engineers also found contamination at a field near the school. A survey of health data collected by government researchers suggests an alarming number of people living with diabetes aren't taking as much insulin as they're supposed to.
More than 1.3 million Americans who are diabetic are now delaying insulin dosing, going longer before refilling prescriptions, or are rationing their current supply. That figure is now being published in the Annals of Internal Medicine and is based on federal survey data. The reason most often given is concern over paying for it. Insulin prices are a frequent political topic. More than 30 million Americans are diagnosed as diabetic, with more than 7 million dependent on insulin injections to manage it.
Fox's Evan Brown. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.